I'm with former Packers place kicker Chester Markle. Chester, September the 7th, 1980. You know the date, right?
I know the day because it was the craziest play I was ever involved in. You know.
What do you remember?
All I remember is getting pounded in the corner of the end zone by my teammates, and I was ecstatic, and you know, and it was just an awesome feeling. All I thought was going to go and kick that winning field goal, and it just didn't work out that way.
You were a second-round pick in 1972, led the league in scoring, rookie of the year, all-pro. Was it overwhelming?
No, it was fun. I had a dream in high school and college to be all that, but not in one year, not in my rookie year. And I think my biggest accolades that I've ever received was in 1972 and 74 when I became all-players, all-pro, voted by the players. And that's NFC and AFC together. And I think that's something I guess in the long term, today I'm most proud of because I was voted in by my peers.
How do you get to be a second round pick as a place kicker from Hillsdale College? And I mean, you know, Ray Guy was a first round pick as a punter, but he wasn't from small college. You're from Hillsdale College. What did you do in Hillsdale to get picked in the second round?
Well, I was the first human being to kick the field goal over 60 yards in 1969, you know, and I was kickoff 70, 80 yards, and I graduated from high school, was 5'8", 150, and in college, when I went to Hillsdale, I was that size, and after my junior year, I went from 5'10 to 6'1", and from little guy to big guy, you know, so I didn't do anything special other than honed up my talents. I had friends in Poland that could kick the ball as well as I could. And I was grateful that I had that chance to play in high school and in college versus like Gogolex and Ukrainians. They had to come in when they were late 20s, early 30s, right out of the soccer league and into an NFL. So that's a heck of an experience and a big jump from high school to college to pro football.
Where were you on the soccer-style kicking chain?
So I was one of the first, and I think maybe a third of the teams in NFL had soccer kickers when I came in. I believe most kickers at that time yet were straight-on kickers. I know in our division, other than the Packers, Vikings and other teams had a straight-on kicker.
And now there are no straight-on kickers.
And there will never be another one.
Why not? Well, what's so good about
soccer? The power, the distance, the control. It just doesn't make any sense to kick straight on when look the way these guys are kicking nowadays.
How would you describe your years with the Packers?
Like a dream, then the injury and uncertainty, and then a lot of fear at the end. I was scared, and I was scared to ask for help, those were different years. Today, players with problems can ask for help. I was scared the last couple of years in the NFL because I had to take a lot of drugs just to play and then shots and blah, blah, blah. You know, just a sad story. And I look back, I coached high school football in 1990, right? 10 years after I was done. These kids say, okay, old man. He threw me a football. I was kicking 55-yard field goals with my blue jeans on, right? 10 years after I was done. And there was like an awakening. I said, what the hell? I just threw away probably 10, 15, maybe 10, 12 more years of NFL career and maybe an NFL Hall of Fame. I don't know. I will never know. But, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. But there was awakening because I couldn't believe I was pumping the ball from 55 yards out with my blue jeans and tennis shoes on.
Life hasn't always been easy. What got you through?
No, it hasn't been easy, but it is what it was, you know, and I'm happy to where I'm at, you know, immigrating from Poland, my dad taking his life when I was 14, and never knew what narcotic was in my life until I was 27. I got hurt that first game, and all it took is one magic or two magic pills, and I want to feel like that thereafter. And cocaine came in 1980, and there was a straw that broke the camel's back, and it destroyed me. And my life completely turned around because of that. And the experiences that I had, yeah, they were difficult. But today I can use those difficult experiences to help other people, and that's what I'm doing.